In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus gave a teaching that has been misunderstood over the years by many. And if you open your Bible with me in Matthew chapter 5, we're going to start reading in verse 34, where Jesus says, "But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black." Now, many people have isolated these verses right here and have suggested that it's never right under any circumstance to ever swear, and by that we mean perform or put oneself under any kind of an oath. But is that really what Jesus has in mind here in these verses? If you also consider with me verses 33 and verse 37, Jesus says, "Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord." There was a problem that Jesus was confronting here, and the problem was in the first century with certain Jews, because they believed that if they said they were going to do something, they were not under obligation to do that unless they invoked some holy object or they invoked the name of God into what they were saying. But Jesus would say that's not the case, that even if you say you're going to do something, you are commanded to do it. You must perform what you have said, whether you invoke the name of God into that or not. Also, I'd like you to read verse 37 with me, which Jesus says plainly, "But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one." We don't need to go around saying, "I swear I'm going to do this," or "I swear I'm going to do that." The reason being because we're Christians, and if we say that we're going to do something and we don't perform whatever that is, we have lied. If we say that we're not going to do something and we do what we said that we were not going to do, once again we have lied, whether we have invoked the name of God into what we have said or not. There's no need for us to going around having to say, "I swear I'm going to do this," or "I promise I'm going to do this," because whatever we say we're going to do as Christians, we are obligated to perform that is, or whatever that is. I think there are a couple of reasons why we can consider Jesus here not condemning every kind of oath other than what's found right here in the context. Because in Matthew chapter 26 and verses 63 and 64, when Jesus was under trial before Pilate, Pilate asked him a question and he said, "I put you under oath." And Jesus went on and answered that question. And not only that, but also we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 23, a statement made by the Apostle Paul, which is common in many of his writings, in which he says, I have God as my witness. It's a type of oath. He was invoking the name of God into that. But the reason why it wasn't wrong what Jesus did, the reason why it wasn't wrong for what Paul said, was because they were telling the truth. The same thing is true with us, that it's not necessary to swear if we don't have to, it's not necessary to say, "I promise this or that," if we don't have to, but even if we are in those circumstances, as Jesus said, the thought is this: let your yes be yes, and let your no be no.